Green Sage teaching a little some of my sophomore degrees and game changers. This is Miss King Can I Live Here Radio. I hope y'all are smiling and getting your joy up, because you know the Lord loves us and He wants us to prosper. You know, today's message that God put in my heart is called Casual Christian. Yes, casual Christian. We can't continue to be straddling the fence. It's either love or it's hate. If it's either I'm okay or I'm a sway. I'm just either you're going to love God for who He is, or you're going to love God for what He does. God is wanting us to dive in His word and get to know Him, just like you would do a grandma, a best friend, a parent, even your spouse. He wants us to just drink His morning coffee with the word that will refresh our soul, rejuvenate our spirit, and give us mind peace. He is the Prince of Peace after all. So He sees the full potential in you. He gives you a friend called the Holy Spirit, which will guide you on your every day. But when you look to people, when you look to your friends, when you look to your family, and they don't have the answers and they can't tell you what to do, you go to God and say, God, I need help. I don't know how to pursue this problem. I don't know how to go along with what's going on in my life. I don't know how to keep my head above the water of trials and tribulations. Even though you ride the waves of and typhoon tides of life, you do have to endure towards the end. Okay? You gotta learn how to swim. You gotta learn to get the raft. You gotta learn to get that life jacket. You gotta learn to paddle. All right? So when you refresh your spirit, when you rejuvenate your mind, when you sit there and look for peace, you don't have the time for distractions. You don't have time to get pressured by the pressure. You have to have a focused faith. What's that, Kendra? What's a focused faith? Well, focused faith is when you only have tunnel vision for the Lord. You only see the light in dark situations. You only see the positive in the negative spins. You don't sit there and focus on what coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Instead, you said it can happen. Anything's possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It means I'm possible, not impossible. It's a test. My test is a testimony. My mess is a message, you know? In the midst of everything, it will become a miracle. So God is waiting to give you the key that is going to give you to the blessings of not only just eternity, but just a better me, a better you, a better potential that will be fulfilling in ways that you can only imagine. He's going to fill your oil up so it's just too full that you can't even have the most. Man, you won't have no room, man. You won't have no room. Enormous potential is waiting for you. You just can't be putting, it has to be a full blend, if you will. You have to come hard or go home. Don't sit there and settle for when people don't want to pray. If you're a casual Christian, and people are casual Christians when they don't want to pray in public. I mean, we go to Red Lobster, you don't want to pray. We want to talk about God on our every day. You don't want to talk. You're afraid that you're going to get fired. I mean, things is, God gave you that job, He gave you a new one. As a matter of fact, He will give you a better. God can make you the head honcho of that company, but you worry. Worry is anxiousness. Anxiousness means that you're doubting that God is not in control. And if you're doubting that God is in control, you're giving that power to the devil, which he has no power, because he is trying to manipulate your mind. And the devil wants your mind so then he can dictate your future, because he knows your future is great. So what he's trying to do is distract you. So if we come casual Christians, he's not worried about you. He's not worried about you picking up the Bible because he knows you're not going to read it. He's not worried about you attempting to pray because he knows you, if he turns on the TV or the TV or program gets on, you're going to watch it. He's going to use things that you love, like your children. He's going to use something like your spouse. He's going to use something like your family. He's going to use something like your past to distract you so you can't get the full potential and greatness that God has for you. You have to look at the life like a degreaser. Getting all that stuff. I mean, it might not be squeaky clean, but God is using that at Ajax to to what, you know, of truth, to wipe off all that grim and grief and ill and filth. You know what I'm saying? And once you come in God's company, when you get baptized and renew your mind, you know, you become a new creature. You become a greater creature. You become aligned. And when you're aligned, you become a powerful being because you're God's child. Therefore, you would do greater and bigger things. And God's going to take you on this journey and you're going to be able to handle it. You're going to have thicker skin. You're going to be strapped up in the word of the sword of truth. And you know, you're going to have all this armor on and you're going to be protected because you should know that God has you. And when you know God has you, you come unstoppable. Put God in everything you do and stop being a casual Christian. We can't have that. We can't have our emotions controlling us. We got to have more self-control. We got to have more mind peace. And if you're not, you've become casual with God. And we cannot only go with God when we want something, when we're in trouble, when we need a bond. We got to go with him just for who he is. Just because, I mean, talk to him. Talk to him. All he wants to do is build a relationship. And until we do that, we can't move forward. I don't know who this is for, but I hope this touches you, my friend. I had a lot of distractions myself. I mean, this is my second take on this. And it just shows you that the devil doesn't want me to get this out to you. So I hope this hits your heart. I hope this hits your soul. And this is definitely something I need to hear myself. All right? So to stay tuned. Maybe I'm tripping. All right, y'all. Peace. Alright, we're back. Well, maybe I'm tripping. But have y'all noticed these kids' movies are getting extra dark, like on an extremely creepy level? I was watching this movie called Caroline. I wouldn't know either to turn it off or just burn it. I mean, it was like, why? It felt like watching the slick Paranormal Activity. Like, why would you even put this on a level of a kid? Like, it didn't feel like a kid's movie. Like, these kids' movies are getting extreme, like, sadness. No wonder this younger generation is screwed up. Like, seriously. I mean, I'm not saying mine was exceptional. We had a lot of, you know, we had Rocko's Modern Life and all that stuff, so. We had Ren and Stimpy and, you know, Beavis and Butthead, so I can't really say that, but see, that was on a different level, on a different way of, it was more adult stuff, but this stuff is like, why are you feeding this to children? You know, when I watched Aladdin, it gave me hope. You know what I'm saying? When I watched certain Disney movies, now you got these movies called Good Dinosaur, where kids are crying because they don't understand the magnitude of death. They don't understand the magnitude of defeat. These characters don't get lifted up more than they get shut down. It's like there's less hope in these movies. I mean, even when Mufasa died on Lion King, I felt hope. Because, you know, but when you look at stuff like Good Dinosaur, what is that one called, Inside Out? You get emotional. I don't want to leave a kid's movie crying more than laughing, you know? That's why you got those rare gems like Finding Nemo and Emperor's New Groove and the ones you can watch over and over again, you know what I'm saying? But when you get stuff like Frozen, and you get stuff like, I don't know, man, Moana, where they're extra long, and then you get a little annoyed by watching them, you just gotta wonder, what's the agenda with these kids' movies, you know? Maybe I'm tripping. I know I went a little rant. But let me know, y'all. Peace. Yay! Alright, we're back with Level Head Love. So, we gotta first give a shout out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know how we do it. Without him, there is no me, there is no we, no you, no us. Alright, so, I just want to say, I have to shout out to this person in customer service at Kroger. Now, it's a rare thing to come across somebody who actually has a smile on their face when they're working in customer service these days. There's actually, it refreshes my soul when I found somebody out, because I thought I was the only one when I was working in customer service that felt like you give the people the same amount of treatment you want when you would be a customer, you know? So shout out to this, I think her name, was it Abigail? Yes, Abigail. Shout out to you, Abigail, at Kroger. I mean, thank you for double bagging my cans. Thank you for double bagging my milk. Thank you for triple bagging some things that just didn't make any sense while somebody put one bag of chips. What is the deal with that? But you know what? This is not the segment for complaint. This is show love. So, yes, man. Thank you for speaking life in the situation and enjoying your job, because, you know, it's not going to do any damage to complain. You just live your everyday and just do your thing, man. I even come to Kroger, just that Kroger specifically, just to see you. So shout outs goes to you, Abigail. Let's just pray. All right, y'all. Father God, thank you for giving us another day above ground. Thank you for the many blessings in the past, present, and future. Thank you for giving us a spirit of focus where we can think about all the prosperity and purpose that you have for us. Thank you for giving us a mind of peace. Thank you for restoring our joy. Thank you for giving us happiness. Thank you for pointing out our flaws that we can work on each and every day. Thank you for the little blessings that give us through the day of just rehearsing the memories of having togetherness, of remembering how we once were so far. And now we're so close to you, seeking you every day and just finding the goodness in every opportunity that you give us, Lord. Lord, we pray for protection from all evil spirits and that are trying to distract us from our purpose. And we also want to pray for safety, Lord. Bring us safely home and bring us safely, keep us safe at our homes, Lord. Whoever's hearing this, and watch over us as we continue the rest of this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all, stay tuned for Ease My Mind. Peace. All right, we're back with Ease Our Minds. Let us unwind and not think about bills, chill, and let the music relax and give us mind peace. Where we can let the message of the music speak to our very souls. All right, y'all. Enjoy. Peace. All right, y'all. Where I began is time to come to an end. Man, I know it's got turned in, but you know, I just want to end with the closing thoughts of love, you know, just to continue for all the people who want a little bit more on the subject of casual Christian. Don't be a casual Christian. Stop procrastinating. Stop making excuses on why you can't pick up the book and go to church. We gotta stop going to when it's just Easter. We gotta stop going when it's just Christmas. We gotta stop going when they're in town and happen to be in town to go to our old church. I mean, that's cool. You put your foot in it, but are you gonna stay? Are you gonna sway it away when things don't come your way? Are you coming to God with problems instead of just, you are my solution? Thank you for waking me up this morning, because my friend didn't wake up. He died. He got shot. You know, I don't know if you have the type of lifestyle that's, you know, but somebody didn't wake up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day above ground. Lord, I know we're a little short on bills, but I know you still not to worry. Come with him when you're mad, sad, and glad. Pick up the Bible and just hold it and pray. That's a start, just picking it up in the habit. Read a scripture instead of recording the same scripture that your grandma told you when you were a kid. Read a chapter, start from the beginning. Read a few chapters, even listening to on auto, so that you can get in the habit of seeking, not just when you need something and you want a handout. Also, when it's a high five moment, thank you for just being you, Lord. Thank you for just blessing me when I didn't deserve it. Or just a hand up when you're trying to praise him for just being who he is. God wants a relationship with you. And I used to be those people, that type of cat who used to run. Like Jonah, I didn't want to face it. But then I realized that I need God more than... Because everybody who I thought had my back turned their back on me. Whether it be a friend or family. And sometimes even your spouse or your best friend or even your parents can't help you. And you need God. You need God to listen. Because you know what? God's not going to tell your secrets. God's not going to let you down. God doesn't disappoint. And when he makes promises, he keeps them. All God is doing is trying to come at you with love. Why would you shy away from this gift? It's free. You know? God wants to bless you, he wants to love you, and he wants to restore everything that was stolen from you. All he's asking is for just a minute. Hey, God, let's start with that. Talk to God like he's one of your homies, but respect him as well. But just say, God, he can be your therapy session, you know? Sometimes I didn't think that you can pray that long, but when you on that down and that straddling out, you'd be surprised what could happen. But just try Jesus, man. I know that sounds cliche. But just try Jesus and, you know, try watering yourself with the word so you can grow into the full potential that God sees you. I don't know who this is for, but stay focused. Cleanse your heart, cleanse your mind. When you come to God, you will plant seeds and then the seed will grow within you. And then you will reap a harvest that you won't even be able to hold. And you'll be so amazed because God is working in you, you know? So my friends, I love you. And God loves you. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace, love, and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.